Last week was pretty humbling for me. God always blows my mind. I'm just saying like that. Just totally blows my mind. I wasn't even supposed to be up tonight. But Jose is a truck driver, and he got stuck in Chicago. So before I realized it, I'm already typing to the game. I got it. Hoping Lyle would come in, jump in, Pam would jump in. They go, thank you. I'm like, okay. Well, it was because all week long I've been struggling with, and not struggling in a bad way, but making amends, apologizing. Now, Satan will use that in one way, and God uses it for his glory in another way. But when you're sitting in a room and people look to you as a mentor, a pastor, a brother, and they know a secret, or they know something very true about you, and they have to hold it. They don't want to expose you. In the flesh, we used to think when we were in prison, snitches get stitches. But in the world of life of being forgiven and apologizing and making amends, you become closer brothers. After last Monday night's meeting, I got a phone call. Well, I talked to him, then I got a phone call later, and I had a gentleman that sat right in this room come to my house, and we sat and had conversation. He'd carried this stuff around long enough that he had a resentment against me. But being that God is God, and God has a way of winning the battle, we were able to become brothers again. We were able to hug. And I had to ask for forgiveness. And he accepted. Sometimes we might offend or sin against a friend or a family. And if this happens, Christians are to focus our sins, are to confess our sins to God and apologize to that person. I'm looking at a whole bunch of eyeballs in here, and if any of you were dopers or alcoholics or anything, I bet you lied to someone in your family. I lied straight to my wife. Straight to her face. Everything we do must be sincere. If we've offended somebody, and they let that burden carry in their head for a season, we'll put it that way, is that fair? But that's what we do due to our pride. A true friend would fix their relationship with others and pray for others instead of keeping pride and stubbornness in their heart. Family, we can't let guilt linger in our hearts. We don't know what it's doing to another brother or sister. So I've learned how to make amends and apologize. You don't know what I went through. I can't apologize. They owe me an apology. Think back to somebody that you need to make that apology to or an amends with. Does that rent space in your head at family gatherings? Does that rent space in your head at a halfway house when here come your cousin up in there? Or your ex-bud? You need to go and apologize and make things right today. Today. And it's a freedom for both of us. It's a freedom that Satan can't win that one. Never ruin an apology with an excuse. But babe, you don't understand, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm sorry. All she heard was the explanations, and then did the sorry really mean anything? I screwed up. My bad. Forgive me. Then she got a choice. But he who makes excuses rarely ever produces. Excuses are tools of incompetence. Used to build monuments of nothingness. Those who engage in them regularly rarely exceed at anything. We have to admit when we're wrong. I had to admit I was wrong to my son. That's my biological son over there. He's the oldest, and this is my biological daughter. She's the youngest. A little bit of age gap, but that's all right. I had to apologize to my own son. But now our relationship is in unity. We laugh together. We can support each other. We can do these things and encourage and be a part of life. Now got a half-brother Joey here. A little girl. Okay. My youngest daughter, she'll beat me up when we get out of here. Daddy's little girl. Sees a family of unity. She's never seen what he had to see when he was young. Because I don't drink and dope today. Today I'm a gang member for Christ. God's anointed next generation. I ride with Crispy a lot. Now William, got to speed up a little bit, bro. I'm just kidding. But we can go on men's retreats with all our bikes and everything and go refresh, and there's not a drop of alcohol or any weed smoking or coke or meth or any of that stuff. We're refreshing because, see, this is the battle here when we come in. This is where the rubber meets the road. Admitting you're wrong. Psalm 51:3 says, "For I know my transgression and my sin is ever before me." Get right. Get right with Him. And maybe the guy that I talked to last Monday night won't have that rent and space in his head whenever he sees me up here on a pulpit. Or whenever he sees me feeding the homeless. Or whenever he sees me walk into a county jail to preach. We got to be cautious of what comes out of our mouths. We got to give an apology. Matthew 5:23-24. "So, what if you're offering your gift at the altar and remember that someone has something against you? You're supposed to leave your gift there and go and make peace with that person. Then come and offer your gift to the altar." Wow. James 5:16. "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results." My daughter's coming back from Salmon, Idaho tonight in Indianapolis, and my other daughter-in-law is going up to pick her up. You know what it's like to have to apologize to your oldest kids? It was humbling. But now when there's in a need, they trust you enough to want to come up here for help. They want to come up and have a family. We'll have my whole entire family in the city of Port. Yeah, well, there's two. They'll be back in a month or so, but we'll have all the children except for two of our grandkids who are out west spending a little summertime in the same community. That's the love of Christ. I was blessed to do this little brother's wedding Saturday. A little brother, and when they did the mom and dad dance, he danced with his mother. And his beautiful bride danced with her grandfather. This is how God works. I'm sitting at a table, and I've never met this other gentleman across from me, and I said, "Hey, what's your name?" I think it was Bill. "Bill Horner," he said. And the light kind of went off. I'm like, Megan's last name's Horner. Her biological dad was sitting right there. But see, they don't have a relationship. And afterwards, we were doing whatever we were doing, and I was challenged to challenge the Dream Team boys of how to apologize, how to understand that forgiveness comes from Christ. And then I got a text this morning saying that after we left, her biological dad and her talked, and he invited them down to Florida. Why did that happen? Because he's seen what happened here. He's seen restoration in my own family. And he knew the only way it happened was a guy named Jesus Christ. Not by my power, but by the Spirit of Christ. Who do you trust in? Why are you afraid to make amends? Embarrassment? Oh, here's a good one. Pride? Don't want to get humble? Best thing that ever happened to me. Showed the most love in my family by making amends. 1 Peter 4:8 says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. For love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wronged. So why are you keeping records? You don't know what that girl did to me. Shut up. What did you do to that girl? Have you ever looked in the mirror and said, dude, I slapped her so hard the night before. She had black eyes. I didn't even know what she looked like. I didn't even know it was my own wife. That's this POS right here. I did that. Me and Jack Daniels, or me and Yukon Jack, I became a very violent person. But don't judge me. You ain't my judge. I asked for forgiveness from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am. And you know what he told me? Don't drink no more. Don't go to bed angry no more. Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrongs. 1 John 4:7, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. Let me read that again. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. You can't love the way God wants you to love if you don't know him. He's not up there shaking his big old finger at you. He's saying, hey, come here. Come here, man. Rest right here. I got you. I know what you went through as a child. I know why you beat women. I understand that, and he's holding me. He said, but here's the deal, bro. No more excuses. Lay it on the altar. Because, see, I took that, Donnie, to the cross. I took your sins to that cross. Forgive yourself. But get to know me. I say this before, dude. The only women that I didn't really care anything about were ones that I gave dope to, and off we went. I didn't care about them. I spent time with this woman right here. Time. Sat there and got to know her. I got to listen to her heart. I got to know my best friend before I married her. Been the best years of my life. She struggled a little bit because she married to me, but love her. Love and friends, they go together. I now have a brother that was in my house the other night that if I see at Kroger's, we're going to give each other a hug instead of him just avoiding me. I have a son. I could drop in at his house now and hang out. Love and friends. John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Someone walked in that door right now with a Uzi, my first response is to jump right here and protect my girls. But I'm not going to brag and say anything about I would jump in front of Jeff. I might not, Jeff. I might not. I love you as a brother, but I might not take that bullet for you. I might not take it for you or you or you. And if you say that you would, check yourself. Because, see, I have been in gunfights. I have been shot at. Some of my little buddies have been shot at and hit. But here's the deal. Who are you willing to lay your life down for? God laid it down for all of us. Every single one of us. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Love and friends. Did you know saying you're sorry shows maturity? Shows maturity. I kind of a little grumpy occasionally. Not often. Okay, probably more often than I should. And sometimes she will say something, not meaning it mean, but the state of mind I'm in, I'll snap like a turtle. I'll bite her head off. She'd be like, I just wanted you to listen. I'm just trying to talk to you. Why do I think I have that right? Because it's my wife? No, because sometimes I'm an immature little kid. I didn't get my way. And I don't want to hear it from her. Better check yourself, family. It's real. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up my childish ways. Have you given up your childish ways? Oh, I can just fake the piss test for house arrest. Oh, I can lie to the directors of the halfway houses. Toby and I love Toby. Toby is one of the most amazing brothers today that I have because we're real with each other. But we both were laughing. We're talking. Most people that come into a halfway house will talk themselves right in. I've got this. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Help me, please, man. What did we finally agree on? About 2 weeks later, they're sitting across from us in our desk going, dude, I can't do this. Why? Because you're an immature person and you haven't grown into the man God's called you to grow into. That's temporary at these houses. The real challenge is when you happen to be a man every day in the world. Five things we teach our Dream Center guys. Your character. Your character is who you are when nobody's around. Not who you're showing people, but who you are in your own quiet time. That's your character. Your competency. You get good jobs. There's people that get killer jobs. Show up for work. Show up for your meetings. Better yet, show up if you're separated from your children and spend some time with them. Show you're competent. Your integrity. Your integrity is you. I spent enough time in the penitentiary, and back then I wasn't saved. I didn't even believe in this God, dude. So I got a lot of dope on the yard. A lot of dope. Heroin was my drug of choice. So I could do a line of heroin or bang it or whatever I did, and I could just nod out up in my room. I didn't have to face anything out there on that yard. But see, the only way I got it fronted to me was because of my word. I'll have the money sent to wherever, you know. It was my word. Running with Satan, the yard, all the dudes that I'd get it from believed me because of my word. How much more is somebody going to believe me if I'm not doping and I'm serving Jesus Christ and I'm walking it out, and they could drug test me, they could blood test me. Can't get much hair follicles out of that, but bottom line is, if the prisoners would believe you, how much more should she believe me? How much more should you believe me? Your word's the only thing you freely give that no one can take from you. The only thing. 1 Corinthians 14:20. Dear brothers and sisters, don't be childish in your understanding of these things. Be innocent as babies when it comes to evil, but be mature in understanding matters of this kind. You got to know what you're going through, family. How many mentors we got in this room right now? Put your hand up there, Marvin. I want everybody to call Marvin. Call Marvin tonight. Tell him you need a mentor. But, you know, that to me, looking at just three of us in this room, that's pathetic. Because, see, I know who you are. I know who you are. I know George. I could look around at more and point them out. You guys should be mentoring each other. Instead of talking, you know, baseball, football, or whatever other season's been canceled, COVID, whatever, how about iron and sharpening iron? You know, you ladies, I know some of you are from Redemption House or Happy House or Molly's House or some other house, you know, but do you get together and pray before night is over? Do you walk in the park at Foster Park and talk about God's creation and how beautiful it is and what a gorgeous day it is? I purposefully put my daughter on the back of my bike and we ride to watch the sunset. Watch the sunset. Wow. I never wanted to do nothing with that poor dude. I didn't even know what he looked like. But today I know what his heart's like, and I know I love him, and she knows I love her. We need reminders, family, that making amends and apologizing are so important. Ephesians 4:32, be kind to each other, sympathetic, forgiving each other as God has forgiven you through Jesus Christ. Don't hold it in anymore. If you got someone to apologize to, make it happen. Make it happen. They might not trust you right away. That's okay. But see, you did what you had to do. And it frees up your mind and your heart. And what will happen is they'll come back. Not by your lip service, but by your walk. They'll see your walk. And that's all the words you have to use. Someone told me one time, I'm going to preach the gospel. And when necessary, use words. Pretty good, man. I'm like, I got you. I got you. To God. We have to ask God for forgiveness. And the hardest part is forgiving ourselves. But it can be done. 1 John 1:9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not just the little ones, not the medium ones, but all of them. All of them. We need to seek peace. Seek peace. I hated my little brother for a long time. Hated him. I mean, hated him. They got power of attorney over my mom. They took me to court, said that I threatened to blow their house up with all of them in it. Only thing that they believed down there is I was in trouble for pyromaniac stuff. So there was probably a track record. I lawyered up, went in there, and they pulled my visitations to my mom. My mom's about this big. She ain't got but a couple of teeth left in her grill. She's shriveled up and small. Had seven strokes. Can't walk hardly at all, and now I can't even see her in her final days here on earth. Years passed. Years. And I kept asking God, show me a way. Show me a way. And pretty soon, there was a bike wreck in front of my house. Person died. And as I was standing on the corner, here come my little brother on his bike. He said, bro, I thought it was you. You need to come and see mom. And it opened the door to be able to see my mother again. Did another life have to be snuffed out in order for me to have visitation with my mother? I don't know what God's plan is. I have no idea. But about 2 weeks ago, when my daughter was here for a moment, she'd never met my mom in 35 years. I said, come on. We drove down there, and my daughter was able to meet her grandmother. Sitting there with her toothless little smile, holding my hands, just trembling, and she said, I miss you. See, God's in the business of healing what Satan's in the business of stealing. Amen. Romans 14:19. Therefore, let's keep on pursuing those things that bring peace and that lead to building up one another. We got to humble ourselves, family. Is it hard? Absolutely. But if it was easy, this room would be packed out. There'd be lines going out the door, but it isn't. It's hard. You have to make a choice to be here on Monday nights. You have to make a choice so much so if you're on an anklet, you have to put it in a week advance. You have to do so much so if you're in Hope Court this morning and Judge Davis is saying something to you and says, hey, those two guys right there, they don't work for my court system, but Marvin, go talk to them. Invite them to Monday night faith-based. A judge believes in what we're doing. Romans 12:18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. With everybody. Psalm 34:14. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. It's right there, but you got to pursue it. God stands at the door of our heart and knocks. He don't kick it open like I used to do when I was burglarizing homes or whatever, bust windows. He stands at your door of your heart and knocks. Why? Because you have a choice. You can choose to open up your life and let God fulfill you and come in, or you can keep your hands pressed against the door and not allow him in. All my doors are open. Hebrews 12:14, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Don't be a fool. Don't let this night go past without trying to be humble enough to make amends. Because see, Even God was smart enough in this book to write about us fools. Proverbs 14:9. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation. Yeah, that word. Forgiving. Don't only forgive them, but again, forgive yourself. You're the one that's miserable. You know what? I remember this just came to me one time. Dude, every time I'd see this one person, I'd remember I'd burn them. you know, the dope deal, I'll be back with the money in a little while, and I just burn them. When I did see him again on accident, I said, bro, I apologize, man. I was in a bad place. And he said, for what? He didn't remember at all. But it ran its base in this feeble little head for many, many, many years. What are you hanging on to? Forgiving. Luke 17, 3 and 4 says, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. You ain't God. You ain't the final judge. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father, ready? Punchline. Will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So, how do you need to humble yourself today? Who do you need to make amends to? Start with yourself. You're alive. You're not locked up. You might be on a house arrest for a few moments, but you're not locked up. You have the ability to ask for forgiveness from your children, from your aunts, your uncles, your kid, or your parents, if they're still on this earth, your spouse, Dream Center team, 13, Shepherd's House, Freedom House, whatever other houses represent redemption, wherever their other houses are here, today's your day. Don't go to bed tonight with a heavy heart. Give it to God. So as I'm going to close, I'm going to take a few moments. And I want you to have some conversation with God. I want everybody just to bow their heads and ask God how He wants you to respond to this challenge. And the challenge is to be humble. The challenge is to seek amends. And when it gets uncomfortable, I will close us in prayer. As you're praying, God sent me to His Word. And it's in chapter 8 of Job, verse 5. But if you pray to God and seek the favor of the Almighty, and if you are pure and live with integrity, He will surely rise up and restore your happy home. And though you started with little, you will end with much. Father God in heaven, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging me and my little brother last week, Lord, to continue to make amends, to continue to apologize, and Lord, to humble me with humility and grace. Father, there's those prayers you heard in here tonight, Lord Jesus, and there's still renting space in their head as we speak. I can't do it. You don't know what they did to me. Blah, blah, blah. But to them, Lord Jesus, they need a special touch of you. They need to know that they can lay their head up in your big old chest, Lord, and you'll hold them, comfort them, direct them, and guide them. for the glory of the Lord. And what a peaceful remainder of time here on earth we will be able to live with our sons, our daughters, our mothers, our fathers, our spouses, and most importantly, you. So do what only you can do, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And together all God's people said, Amen. Amen.